you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
help me. Miss Clymer says if I can just complete this chemistry experiment, there's a B plus floating out there for me.
Keep it floating for a minute. I'm busy.
Chemistry is the one chink in my scholastic armor. I need your special attention.
I told you I'd help you, Blair, but right now I'm trying to get down a few of my private inner adult feelings while they're still playing on my soul. Ah, yes, your diary. Hey, Nat, when do you think my private inner feelings will be worth keeping a secret?
Any year now.
Field hockey. What a great way to get out your aggressions with a stick.
The way you play field hockey is sheer barbarism. I remember when you smashed into Jennifer McFadden.
I gave her a body check.
All the way to the parking lot. You'll never catch me on the hockey field. All that ruffian behavior could play havoc with my bone structure.
So what's the big deal? Plastic surgery's in your future anyway.
Okay, girls, how do you like this opening line? Hey, it's not every day I get to make a speech at the dietitian's convention.
Thank heaven.
How about this? My fellow dietitians are... dear women and men of the dietary industry.
No.
Hi there, health nuts.
Better.
Oh. It's time to play hide the key again.
Oh, what I used to go through to hide my diary key when I was a kid.
You had diaries way back then?
Yes, I carved mine on a rock.
All clear.
Well, now I need an opening for my speech that'll wow the audience. I think I'll go back through my back issues of Food Can Be Fun. Maybe they say something snappy about cholesterol or amino acid.
Blair, here's something to help you get that B plus. This chemistry book taught me everything I know. Get to know it. Make it your friend.
Take it to lunch.
This doesn't mean you won't help me with my chemistry, does it? I can't get through it without you.
Don't worry. The wizard will handle everything. But right now, I've got to help Mrs. Garrett chop some veggies. We're having Irish stew.
Oh, that reminds me. If Stuart calls, remember,
track you down wherever you are on the face of the earth.
Cute. Wait, what time can we work on my experiment?
Later.
When?
Right after Family Feud.
Family Feud?
Hey, that's some of the best kissing on TV.
All right.
You're a saint. Isn't that Natalie a wonderful person? A true friend in every sense of the word.
Yeah, we all like her.
She's a goddess.
That might be stretching things a bit.
You know, Nat's really saving my life. I'd love to do something for her. Get her a present. What would be the best gift for Natalie?
Rick Springfield.
I would love to get inside Natalie's mind. Find out her secret desires. Of course, she keeps those locked away in her diary.
Blair, you can't look in there. Off limits.
I would never do a thing like that. And I resent that insinuation.
Don't have a cow, Blair. Come on, Tootie. Let's go give Nat a hand. I'm in the mood to slap shot a few spuds. On second thought, I don't think Mrs. Garrett would appreciate.
It's not what you think.
When I left, you were resenting some insinuations.
Reading Natalie's diary is the only way to find out what she wants. We all know where the key is. Besides, with all my chemistry work, I don't have time to get creative about gifts.
Keep going. Maybe you'll convince yourself.
Well, since it's already open, there's no harm in taking a peek. My objective opinion of Miss Muldoon, alias Moose Jaw. She looks like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, only not as cute. But Natalie, she calls them like she sees them. Why do I have to love Philip Finkelman from afar? Blair Warner is an egotistical, selfish, air-brained witch?
Mad Natalie. She calls him like she sees him.
I can't believe it. Why is Natalie turned on me?
Cool down. I don't think Natalie...
Look, she just wrote this a couple of days ago, that two-faced crumb. All the time she was helping me, she was stabbing me in the back.
Don't be such a jerk. Diaries are just temporary feelings. Nat doesn't really think you're an egotistical, air-brained witch, like I do.
Promise me you won't tell her I saw this.
Are you kidding? As far as I'm concerned, I wasn't even in the room. Besides, Nat didn't say anything bad about me.
Joe, have I got the answer to your prayers? I was just talking to Mr. Gray, the biology teacher, and he had some great suggestions on how to cure your snoring problem.
You told that hunk I snore?
I was only trying to help you, Joe.
But it was personal. I don't want the whole world to know.
Then move your bed to Alaska.
I don't understand you guys. I've got nothing to hide. I'm an open and above board kind of gal.
Tootie, about Mr. Gray. Did he have any suggestions?
Oh, I'm a nervous wreck. There'll be 1,300 people in the Fanny Bryce Memorial Ballroom, all waiting to be amused.
Could always try mud wrestling.
Have you decided on your opening story yet?
No, but I just went to the library and checked out some joke books for inspiration. Miss Muldoon told me she could use some volunteers to help catalog the new shipment of books. Anybody interested?
Oh, I'd love to, Mrs. Garrett, but my social schedule simply won't permit it. Perhaps Natalie has time to spare.
With Moose Jaw Muldoon? I'll get back to you.
Well, let me know if one of you gets a sudden surge of school spirit.
I'm surprised you didn't want to work with Miss Muldoon. After all, you two are so much alike.
Who cares about Muldoon, Blair?
How are we alike?
Looks, for one thing. The similarities are almost spooky.
Me and Ms. Quasimodo?
Sure. Stoop over a little and look in the mirror.
Hey, Nat, why don't you come to movies with me? It's this new flick, A stranger is waiting to get his hands around your throat.
Hey, good idea. Maybe you'll run into Philip Finkelman downtown.
What about Philip Finkelman?
You're crazy about him. You told me so.
I did not. I didn't tell anyone.
She sure didn't.
I can't imagine why you're getting so worked up over Philip. He's never given you a second glance.
What about Stuart, the love of your life? He hasn't called you for the last 2 weeks, and I know you've been waiting.
I should have known better than to confide in someone like you. I was a fool to let you into my life in the first place.
Let me in? You dragged me in. Face it, Blair, you always want to share all the details of your life.
An egotistical, selfish, air-brained witch doesn't share.
You read my diary!
She took the key out of the sock?
You know, too? Is there anyone here that doesn't know? That's great, just great.
I was trying to figure out what to get you as a present. Try and do some people a favor.
Snooping through my things is no favor.
Now, Natalie.
Mrs. Garrett, I'm tired of my life being on the 6 o'clock news. Believe me, it won't happen again. I'm gonna make some changes around here. Okay, guys. The new house privacy rules are hot off the press.
A little premature, I'd say. I have some more additions and clarifications.
Would you guys give me a break? In the past 2 days, you've come out with more additions than the New York Times.
They're necessary.
Yeah, like rule number 4. No reading over anyone else's shoulder.
Pardon me, my mistake.
Tootie, you have your own copy of the rules. You should be memorizing it.
What are you doing with a box of baking soda?
Joe, rule number 5 is no explanations.
It's just something for her chemistry experiment.
How do you know that?
I couldn't help it. I knew it before I knew I wasn't supposed to know.
Yeah, ease off. She was talking to me. You just happened to be in the same room.
Oh, how am I ever going to memorize all these? Like I don't have enough to study.
Are you about to fly in the face of rule number 9? No answering other people's phone calls.
Easy for you to say. You never get any.
There's just one little problem. How do you know if the phone call is for you or for other people if you don't answer it?
Great. Now we'll never know who's calling who for what.
A lock, Natalie?
Just an added measure of security to which I alone have the combination. It's right up here.
There's plenty of room for it. Actually, a lock is a wonderful idea. We'll all have to invest in some.
Not me. If I don't want you to know something, you're not going to know it.
I just tried on everything in my closet, and nothing is right for the convention tonight. Anyone want to come along with me to Harrison's?
You bet.
Joe, you hate shopping.
Anything's better than watching them watching each other. This is like living in Poland.
I'm with you.
Girls, who was on the phone before?
We don't know. We didn't answer it.
Why not?
Mrs. Garrett, you're the only one we can count on for complete respect of confidentiality.
I'm afraid you're going to answer the phone exclusively from now on.
I'm afraid we're going to have a long talk. But not now. Oh, in 4 hours, I'm going to be giving my speech in front of 1,200 people.
1,300.
1,300, and I have nothing to wear. Oh, there must be something that's not frumpy in Peekskill.
I hate to break into your individual private study time, but I've got to talk to you bad.
Go ahead. I'll let it slide this time.
I forgot the combination to my lock upstairs. It was something like 19276 or 29617 or 9276. I know there was a 2 in there somewhere.
I don't know it, Nat. You never told me.
I thought you might have peeked and...
That would have been against the rules. Your rules.
I know. But there's a 10-page essay up in that footlocker that I've been working on for weeks, and it's due tomorrow.
Pay teachers in solitary.
I'm going to have to start all over from scratch. And who do I have to thank for this?
Nat, I'm sorry. I really wish I could help you.
I know you do. Thanks, Tootie.
Girls, what do you think of my new blouse? What about my hair? Oh, here you go, Blair.
Oh, great. The stuff I need for my chemistry experiment. Mrs. Garrett, you are a witness to history in the making.
I thought you and Natalie were working on that experiment together.
Together? That word is no longer a part of our vocabulary.
I'm very worried about you girls. But I'm more worried about me. Tell me, girls, do you think this blouse says that I'm a knowledgeable dietitian? Confident, forceful, authoritative. Or does it make me look cheap?
You look like $1,000,000. Marked down from $1,500,000.
Thanks, Joe. I needed that. Oh, let's see. I hope I haven't forgotten anything. I've double-checked the directions, gassed up the car, timed out the route to Poughkeepsie.
Remember to stand up straight. Mm-hmm.
Shoulders back.
Yes.
And project that vibrant personality all the way to the back of the room.
Well, aren't one of you going to get the phone? Well, you don't expect me to... Oh! Oh, this is ridiculous! Oh, for heaven's sake!
These rules are working out rather well, don't you think?
Swimmingly.
Well, I can't concentrate. All this private study time is getting too noisy for me.
Blair, that was Paul calling for you. I told him you were busy making history.
Mrs. Garrett, could you please refrain from blurting out private messages in front of others? Paul who?
Paul Anderson.
Paul Anderson? That toad.
Mrs. Garrett, could you please write down my messages and hand them to me discreetly?
I don't believe this.
I'm afraid Blair has a point.
No, if you girls want to drive me crazy, and it's obvious that you do, you'll have to wait till later. Right now, I'm late, and I still don't have an opening. Oh, maybe something funny will happen between here and Poughkeepsie. Oh, where is Milton Berle when you need him?
Boy, she mad. I wonder what's eating her.
Must have been something you said.
Me? Oh, she's got some nerve. Blair's the one who's got this formula completely botched. I don't believe it.
What?
Oh, no!
Nat, what's so funny about Blair's chemistry experiment?
You'll see. Oh, we gotta watch this, but from a distance.
Why is it dangerous?
It's not fatal.
Nat, come on!
It's just that her procedure is all wrong. You see, when the thermal distillation solution chemicalizes, it'll produce sulfur dioxide. In English, she'll stink like a skunk for a week.
My beakers are warming. Just
call me Madame Curie. The Nobel Prize could be next.
Booby Prize is more like it.
Nat, we gotta tell her.
No, we don't.
Tootie, Blair would kill us if she knew we invaded her privacy by reading her notes.
Nat, I'm sure she'd understand if she knew what was gonna happen.
Tootie, you know the rules.
I almost drove off without my notes. I was practicing my speech while molding my meatloaf, and I left them on the kitchen counter.
But... Are you all right?
I don't know what went wrong. I was following my notes to a T, and then suddenly everything started bubbling up all over.
All over me.
Oh, it's disgusting.
What is that revolting smell? Oh.
Why, Blair, it's you.
Oh, dear. Now I'm going to have to shower and change, and I'm really late for the convention.
Oh. Look on the bright side, Mrs. Garrett. You were looking for a funny thing that happened. Trust me, this is a funny thing.
It is.
It is. This is good.
I got a solid 5 minutes.
Well, as long as nobody's dead, even though it smells like it, I got stuff to do.
I'll never get my B+ now. I'm a disgrace to the Warner family. I feel like such a failure.
Don't feel too bad, Blair. You almost had it right.
Almost? How would you know that?
I accidentally saw your notes.
And your mistake. Ooh.
And you didn't tell me?
I didn't interfere. I respect the privacy rules.
What about the rule against looking at my notes in the first place?
That rule I had a little trouble with.
I'm having trouble with all the rules. I think they're dumb, and I can't memorize them. And haven't you guys ever heard of the word trust?
I may have overreacted. A little. You know, Blair, I'd be willing to lose rule number 2. The one about interfering.
I could certainly live without rule number 3.
Well, of course, if we lose 2 and 3, that automatically nullifies 1 through 9.
It does? Of course it does.
Hey, I've just come up with a new rule.
Tootie,
dump all previous rules.
Blair, I didn't mean all the things I said about you in my diary. I wrote it right after you polished all your jewelry with my toothbrush. That really left a bad taste in my mouth.
No, I started all this, Natalie. I should never have read your diary in the first place.
No. It was all my fault.
It's both your faults. Case closed.
Now, can we all get back to normal?
You can. I've got to go upstairs and start writing my 10-page essay. Again. I have exactly 13 hours, 22 minutes.
Hey, Nat.
My essay! I'm saved! What about the lock?
I got it open.
How?
I got it open.
I don't care how you did it. Thanks, Joe.
Nat, can you please help me with my chemistry now?
That all depends. Do I still look like Moose Jaw Muldoon?
Not if I get my B+.